My conversation with Dr. Slaman reminded me of another interview I did in February 2005 with Dr. Edith Perez, who shocked me by revealing that a decision had just been made to do a combined analysis of the NCCTG and NSABP adjuvant trastuzumab trials in an attempt to obtain answers for patients quicker. Dr. Perez's revelation that these data might be available as soon as the ASCO 2005 meeting were communicated immediately in our breast cancer update audio series, and as they say, the rest was history. Dr. Slaman's revelation that BCIRG006 would be presented along with updated TOPO2 data was a similar warning that something major was about to happen in clinical breast cancer medicine. And the results, as reviewed that same day in San Antonio with Dr. Burstein, did not disappoint.